I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Denver's Afternoon Rush. And Dan, it's getting a little cloudy and snowy outside.
Is it snowy or is it rain?
Looks like a little of both, maybe. Hard to
kind
say.
Kind of a mix.
Hard to say. All right, up next, without further ado, we have got our money expert on that joins us once a month. Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins is on with us right now. Andy, welcome to Rush to Reason. Welcome back, I should say.
Hey, Andy.
Happy New Year.
Yes, hey. Happy
yes.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So Andy is also the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Today, 10 things that'll cost more in 2018. We got some other topics as well, but let's start there. 10 things that are going to cost more in 2018. Get us going here, Andy.
Okay, everything. We're done. All right,
all right, move on done. To the next thing. Hang up. Hour two's
no,
over. Here
seriously.
We go.
Yeah. No, I guess we'll start with the best thing, I guess, for most folks.
Okay.
Housing prices. Housing prices are really going to zoom in 2018.
Okay.
So, you know, for folks who've held on through the crash and are wondering when things are going to turn around, I think 2018 will be the clear signal that the housing market is back and back with a vengeance.
Okay. So that's good for homeowners, not so much for folks that haven't bought yet. So what you're saying is now a time to get in the game?
Yeah, I don't know what you're waiting for. You know, interest rates have been driven to artificially low levels, which is the bulk of what it costs you to buy a house.
Right.
So, heck yeah, get off the fence. Don't wait. Fed has already signaled that they're going, there's another thing that's going to be more expensive in 2018, money.
Money.
cost of money is rising. The last time we had an inflationary cycle such as the one we're entering, the Fed had to raise interest rates 47 times to cool it off. I don't know if it'll be that bad here. But if you think of the jet fuel that President Trump has poured on this fire, which is from 35 to 21% corporate tax rate. So take Boeing. They earned $100 million last year. They kept $65 million. This year, they get to keep $70 million. $71. So their ability to hire people and to get new people
is on point.
Yeah, so they're going to be hiring, of course. Money will be flowing into the economy from every direction, and that, of course, will fuel inflation, and the Fed will have to raise the cost of money. So you'll probably see maybe not your credit card so much, but certainly your home mortgage rates are going to be rising. I think we saw a 2.59 handle on the 10-year bond today, or 10-year bill, bond note, 10-year note. I don't know that that matters to anyone, but it's enough to say interest rates are going up, cost of money is going up.
Okay. Now, does that mean that all of us will be making a little more money to offset that, or what do we need to do to make sure that we're okay when it comes to that?
Well, I think if you're an average taxpayer, if you're most people, you're going to be pleasantly surprised by the impact. You'll get an immediate increase in your take-home pay.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Trump's promise, if you recall, was that if you're making less than $50,000, you should see a... You shouldn't pay any income tax, which is what I recall his statement was. Now, he doubled that personal exemption, right, from $12,000 to $24,000 mm-hmm. for a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that first $24,000 is not taxed at all, and then lower rates for the rest. So I would expect you'll see a boost in your first paycheck in February. And you know, by mid-year, it should be cumulative. The average person will have a few hundred dollars more in their pocket to spend. And that's one thing I believe they'll do with it, John, is spend it.
They'll spend it.
You know, they'll go out there and spend it, which is good for everything else. You know, if they go and buy one more meal, go out one more time,
right.
Buy a new whatever it is,
right.
For the most part, that should all reflect for a business as well. So I see a very robust
let's talk about that for just a moment, Andy. So let's say there are, you know, business people listening, myself included, where the cost of us to keep our lines of credit, things like that, going may increase. We also should see an uptick in business itself to offset some of that. So at the end of the day, it's still a win for us.
Indeed. I think it will be a win. And if you're a business and you're making money, especially if you're a C corporation, your burden now, you know, just went from 35 cents on the dollar that you earned
True.
To 21.
True.
That's quite a cut.
So even if the cost of money upticks a couple points, it's not that big of a deal because you're saving it on the other end.
Assuming you're making money.
Right.
Now, goodness.
Right.
As far as business is concerned, the new capital rules on what you can expense versus what you have to depreciate, that should be helpful as well.
Agree.
So
yes,
I
good
think
point.
You'll see businesses will do well this year. They'll probably, if you're in a reasonable-sized town, you'll notice a lot of small businesses will suddenly start advertising for help wanted. Now, I spend my summers in the Northeast and my winters in the Southeast, so I get to see both contrasts of the East.
Right.
And let me tell you, in the Southeast, a kid coming out of school with a high school education can have his pick of jobs or her pick of jobs. I mean, literally, everyone is hiring from food and beverage to retail to you name the trade, and you can get into it. And that's, I think, going to spread more towards the rest of the United States. Now, the bad news, if you live in California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey,
yep.
Connecticut,
yep.
or Michigan. Forget everything I just said. Does not apply to your state at all. In fact, if you live in one of those high-tax states, the impact. I was doing this math with my accountant. We're using a typical Josh Gottheimer, congressman for the 5th District, Democrat, replaced Scott Garrett, former Republican in that same district.
Okay.
Lives in a house in Wyckoff. His annual tax bill is $24,000. His state tax bill, based on his salary as a representative, is still more than anybody else. But at his 180, whatever that number is, I think we figured out his tax burden to the state of New Jersey was nearly $18,000.
Wow.
And so between the $18,000 in state taxes and the $24,000 in local property taxes, he only gets to deduct $10,000. So the rest of that is taxable at his higher marginal rate. So the people in every one of those states are screaming as loud as they can. But if you live in the rest of the country and your local property taxes don't exceed $10,000 and your state tax, like in Texas where you don't have one,
right,
is nothing, boy, you're really going to reap the benefits of this.
No offense, Andy. You know, honestly, I am tired as a taxpayer subsidizing those folks that live in those other states. Those states need to figure out how to make things work on their own and quit letting us, the rest of the country, subsidize them.
Amen. And the rest of us that live in those states that don't understand why they need to collect so much in tax are moving out. More and more of my friends are, that's it, I'm moving out of New Jersey, and more and more are. So that is one of the states where folks are leaving on an annual basis. And the other states, the beneficiaries, of course, well, Colorado, you guys.
Right.
Well, you know, you're running your house a little better than anyone else. Maybe not Wisconsin, who's really doing a great job, but you're certainly running it a little more efficiently than a state like Connecticut. Folks are asking, why couldn't I just get a place there and pay a lot less in property tax and state tax and find myself keeping more of what I earn? So this is another thing that's going to happen starting 2018.
Mm.
Huge. Bigger than before. Population
good point.
Shift.
Good big shift. Okay.
All
right, let's stop there. We'll come right back. Andy Goss, again, usgoldcoins.com. If you got any questions for Andy, as we always say, you can give them a call. And I will tell you right now that Andy always has some free gifts, some things that they would love to give away. All you have to do is ask them for that. Say you're a Rush to Reason listener. There's always some informative CDs, things along those lines. All you got to do is call 1-800-468-2646. And again, you can find all about Andy at his own website. It's andygause, GAUSE.com. We'll come right back. Bristlecone Shooting Range is up next, and they're not just a shooting range. It's an entire gun facility where anything you want, it's there, from training to ammo to the guns themselves, to you name it, they've got it. Tuesday nights, last night was ladies' nights. Anything you need is at Bristlecone Shooting. Find him at bristleconeshooting.com, 303-985-0989. And when you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
All right, grandmashandyman.com. They would love to take care of the odd jobs around your house that are just too little for a contractor. Senior discount of 10%. There's a one-year warranty on every job. They run up and down the entire front range, and it's one phone call, 303-693-3003, and a vetted, verified, reliable, trustworthy individual will show up and help you with whatever need it is you've got around the house. Find them at grandmashandyman.com. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Grandma's Handyman Service now presents Grandma's Home Care Tip of the Month.
Hello, dearies. Grandma here. Be sure to check out your bathroom tile and grout for cracks and splits this month. Remember, it's always better to do those small repairs than to wait. You don't want water to seep behind the tiles, and you don't want to start the year off with a big, costly mess.
At Grandma's Handyman Service, we specialize in helping you with small home maintenance and repairs. If you ever find a problem in your home and you need help fixing it before it becomes a bigger problem, give Grandma's Handyman Service a call at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. Or find us at grandmashandyman.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And you're in hour number two, John Rush, Dan Muir, and Cassie George doing Facebook Live. By the way, if you've got any questions or comments for us, you can do that at facebook.com/rushtoreason or call us, 303-477-5600. Talk directly to Andy. He'll be with us through this hour. So, Andy, we're talking about the top 10 things that will cost more in 2018. And we sort of stopped with that the home prices and the migration where people will be moving around and things like that. So what you're saying is the states that have been run better than others stand to actually gain from some of this migration, correct?
Correct, yeah. And then housing prices there will go up more markedly. And the places that we talked about where folks are moving out of, you might actually see your housing prices fall as people can't afford them anymore because they can't deduct the
okay.
local tax.
So, Andy, here's my question. So you've got all these people leaving, fleeing, you know, New Jersey, New York, California, whatever. Have they learned their lesson, or are they going to start implementing the same policies that become voters in Colorado or Texas?
Question.
Are they going to start voting in the same nonsense that drove them out of the East or out of these high-tax states?
So you've been to Austin, Texas, so you've been there.
Yeah.
You understand exactly what's happening
yes.
in Austin, Texas. Folks are coming from these high-tax states, bringing the same problems with them. Oh, we need the city to get more involved in this and more involved in that and to regulate this and to control that. And as a result, you get the very same thing happening in your hometown. So
yes.
don't let them do it, folks. When these migrants, Americans they are, show up in your town from California or from New Jersey or New York and start telling you how they did it back east, ignore them because you can see the failure in that experiment
yes.
in full view with the budgets of any of these states.
Yep. No, very well said. All right, next thing that on your list, is it college tuition?
Oh, goodness, yeah. College tuition, it's just continued to skyrocket, and public and private schools, the tuitions last year with no inflation rose, 4%. So, private public college is a little better. They're only 3, but still not good. And I think you'll see tuitions continue to rise as more kids, believe it or not, are making their way into college. So
mm-hmm.
a supply and demand thing. They will come. Parents, I still don't understand why, are driving their kids into these college educations.
I agree with you.
Educations that give them a degree and a mortgage with no house.
Yep.
So, you know, they come out of school $100,000 plus in debt, and they don't have a thing to show for it.
Yep.
So, folks, don't drive your kids into college debt. Prices are going up. You know, they're cheaper educations online.
Well, and the other thing, Andy, you know, and we push this a lot on our show, and I appreciate what you just said. The other thing the parents need to do is, number one, first of all, find out what your child is good at and interested in. Now, I'm not one of these that'll say that just because you're interested in something, you'll make a lot of money at it. No, if you're interested in it, but you suck at it, you're still going to not make any money doing it. So you've got to be good at whatever it is you happen to be interested in. If it happens to go hand in hand, that's great. And my point there is, Andy, is if you've got an interest in a trade, well, by all means, get your kid into that trade. In fact, Andy, you can do that as early as 14, 15 years of age by letting them work a summer job in that trade.
Amen. And, of course, the president now is exploring this idea of apprenticeships.
Yep.
You know, for me, it was in school. You took shop, woodshop, metal shop, auto shop, and home ec, or any of the hands-on kind of trades that you could learn about food preparation, about how to work on a car, about metalwork, about woodwork.
Yep.
And if you like it, well, great, pursue it. But now I don't think we offer those at all.
We do not.
Not in the school system.
We do not. We've gone a whole different direction. And to your point, we're now raising, I'm just going to be frank and say, you know, we're raising a bunch of really educated idiots that have no idea how to live life when they get out, and they've got all this debt and have no clue what to do next.
So my kids in their 20s, I meet their friends, and these are kids, they can quote Shakespeare, they know Tchaikovsky, they know modern, but they can't change a car tire.
Yep.
And so this, I get it. It's important for them to get culture and to learn art. And I think that's what liberal arts are all about, right? But this idea of a broad education without a focus on a specific trade, how are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to make a living? How do you balance a checkbook?
Yep.
I think these are all lacking in today's education. Well, and parents, don't let, as Mark Twain said, don't let your kids' school get in the way of their education.
Amen.
So
but what
sure
they are, Andy, what they are teaching them at the higher-end high schools here is they're teaching them how to apply for their unemployment and their welfare checks.
Isn't that sad? I mean, but it's true. Yes, how to get food stamps, how to get the benefits that you're entitled to. Not the America that I was. Hey, it was turn me loose and let me make what I can make for myself. Not turn me loose so that I can get on somebody's dole. That's not the American dream. So I
couldn't believe it when I heard that. You know, Cherry Hills. That's a required class for the seniors, is to learn how to apply for your welfare checks.
Interesting.
Yeah, your benefits.
Yeah,
your benefits.
Well,
yeah,
you
exactly.
The benefit of being born American used to mean something. I mean, it really did.
Yep.
Back before the days of John Kennedy, when you were born an American, it's like you had a birthright. You had something that was worth something. The value of an American citizenship has been so diminished that now we have people that just say, throw the borders open, let anybody come in and just do anything, just, you know, put their feet on the couch. This country was built on the sweat and blood of prior generations. I don't think they'd be too happy with us just giving it away.
I fully agree.
Think differently about the United. I gotta say, man, I had tears in my eyes when I saw our president singing the national anthem. Anybody else?
Amen, Andy. Agree more.
You know, like I would expect the Pope to be the most Catholic guy. Like he wouldn't be the last guy to say anything bad about the Catholic Church. He's the Pope. He's supposed to be the most Catholic. I feel the same way about my president.
Agree.
I would expect him to be our biggest cheerleader.
Agree.
We don't need another critic in the president's office.
Yep.
Save that for those outside the office.
Agree. Thank you for saying so. All right, food prices. What are we doing there?
Higher, 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 and I hate to say they're seeing fuel prices, right? Because if you got West Texas crude today was, what, $62, $63 a barrel? That stuff was under 50. They were talking about how oil was dead. They were giving it away. And now suddenly we're up 50% in the last couple of years, and most analysts I talk to in the oil patch are talking $80, $85 a barrel oil before year's end. Now, think about that. The summer driving season, oil's going to keep creeping up in price. You get to $68, $70, $72, $75, $80.
So Andy, has the worldwide economy just taken off enough to cause this inflation in the oil, or what's going on?
Oh, I think so. I think demand coupled, well, it's all about supply and demand.
That's right.
Demand coupled with some reduction in supply gives us higher prices, which is, again, let's not forget what OPEC wanted in the first place. We've thrown a little wrench in the pie in our energy production here in the United States. Thank goodness. We have energy independence, really, between natural
gas
and oil.
We do, yeah. And the only thing that I would kind of comment back to some of these guys that are even out in the patch, that I don't know that everybody's really calculating correctly, and we've got an oil expert that comes on here all the time, is we have a lot of wells in the United States of America that were, you know, almost ready to be drilled. In fact, some were even capped right before the recession hit. Those things can be opened back
That's
up.
Right.
They're opening up leases right now as we speak, all inside the Gulf and so on. And so we're going to see, you know, a plethora of oil come back online at some point. Now, there's always this, you know, supply, demand, and there's this lag time, as you know, Andy, where, we may see oil at 75, 80 bucks a barrel for a short time. I, for one, am one, and I'm a car guy. I will tell you that I think as the supply continues to increase from the U.S., those prices will fall back down again. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, but, well, let's throw the wrench into that equation. Forgive me for doing so.
No, that's fine.
All of that's predicated on a stable dollar.
Correct.
So we started the year last year with a dollar USDX at 104.
Correct.
We ended the year barely limping at 94. So that means, essentially, if you had a dollar four in January, it had the purchasing power of 94 cents by the end of the year. We're 1 month in, and it's 91 and 92.
True.
If the dollar continues that same slide next year, and we end this year with an 88-cent dollar, which is what I fully expect, if the USDX ends the year under $90, why, then that'll really drive the price of oil. In addition to the supply and demand equation, now it'll take more dollars to buy the same amount. So that's a negative.
Which really means that the oil prices haven't really gone up. It's just our dollar got weaker.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, which is where
is on the same list.
Yeah. Which is where you guys come into play when it comes to, real quick, I'll just give you a plug, when it comes to U.S. gold coin, when it comes to actually buying some gold and silver to stave off some of that, that's where that comes into play, correct?
Oh, you're right. Rare coins, collectible artwork. Remember that 450? Did you catch that? $450 million for a Da Vinci painting since last we spoke.
Wow.
Right? You remember?
Yes, I saw that.
Like November.
Wow.
I think. So, unbelievable. $500 million an individual laid down for a piece of rare art. Barrett Auto auction's going off next week or two.
Yes.
You'll see classic cars bringing record prices, as they have, and musical instruments, tangible assets in general. I mean, they appreciate year after year just based on the supply and demand equation. But when you throw extra demand in there and a falling dollar, and folks suddenly decide they'd rather have a Da Vinci painting than $450 million, well, that's a big statement. So there's a horrible return in the bond market, although it's starting to return. There's a lot of risk, everything else that we invest in. So, of course, I think collectibles will benefit in general. And, of course, yeah, I'm self-serving. That's my field. But I don't care what you collect. If it's significant, you're going to see higher prices in 2018.
All right, hold tight. That's a great segue. We appreciate Andy Goss joining us, usgoldcoins.com. And, again, we'd love to have you get in contact with Andy. We'll have his spot coming up here in just 1 minute. We'll give his phone number out, too, as soon as we come back. In the meantime, Larry's Automotive and Transmission coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to your vehicle and keeping it running, which actually saves you money versus buying something new, they can do that for you there. It's Larry's Automotive and Transmission in Westminster, 303-427-2108. Give them a call today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there?
He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto.
So,
Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE-certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
All right, Front Range Mortgage coming up next, and Andy Goss is with us right now, and he'll be the first one to tell you if you can refinance your house, take some money out of it, do something else with that dollar versus having it sit in your home in equity, you're much better off doing so. We'll talk about some of that even as Andy comes back. Front Range Mortgage, they're scratch and dent, so if there's things done or that need done around the house, you don't have the money to do it, they can wrap that all into one mortgage and get it done in all one fell swoop. 303-500-1900, that's Front Range Mortgage. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home was discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has no known items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Andy Goss joining us today. USGoldCoins.com is where you go to find out how you can buy some gold and silver coin and or find out the value of something you may find kicking around the house. Maybe you did dig around and found something and you want to know the value. They can help you with that as well. The phone number, 1-800-468-2646. All right, Andy, let's continue on. So we figured out that home prices, college tuition, retail food prices, gas, which actually drives even the retail food prices, of course, up. What about things like freight, shipping, things like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Gas prices are going to drive all of that. Anything you get, and think of it. Here, I'll give you a good one if you're thinking outside the box. The box. You know, every cardboard box that gets dropped on your doorstep, that box has to be manufactured and, of course, labeled and put on your doorstep by a truck that's burning fuel. So that type of an investment, these manufactured items, these items, products that tie into this new internet commerce stream that we're enjoying, those will all do well in 2018. And honestly, I think there are a lot of the stocks associated with these companies that'll do quite well. The problem is a general downdraft in the market kind of drags everybody down with it. So, and that's why folks are rightly afraid right now to invest any serious money in stocks. But I'm telling you, if you pick and you pick these companies that are going to benefit from these this higher activity, you'll do okay.
Okay.
One thing is certain: you'll see. The fuel prices are a key element of just about everything you buy these days.
Yep.
It's all shipped by
truck.
Sometimes one item at a time. Now that seems to be the trend. So, yes, expect shipping prices to increase dramatically and everything associated with them. Car insurance is next on my list. Motor vehicle rates went up like 8% last year, probably another 8 to 10% this year. I mean, it, just across the board, price increases, both based on the weakness in the dollar, and general market shifts. And my favorite on my list is, of course, funeral costs.
I was going to say that next, yep.
You know, the final kick in the pants on your way out the door, the cost to actually end your life or, you know, end-of-life cost will rise dramatically this year and next year as well.
Okay, so Other things that you've got on your list that are going to go up too that sometimes we tend to not think much about would be entertainment, tickets, things like that, right?
That's right. Yeah, I went to a movie the other night. Somebody had given me a gift certificate for Christmas and went to a movie. I was shocked. I haven't been in so long. I didn't realize how high ticket prices are. And then and food, and then of course ball game seats. I think that is, you know, on everyone's sports-oriented mind. Mm-hmm. You go to the ball game today, you expect ticket prices to be up another 3-5% next year. Mm-hmm. I think I highlighted the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, right?
They announced a 2.5% increase for 2018, and the others will do as well. So what used to be cheap entertainment is suddenly going to cost more.
Okay. Now, moving along to what should people do. You just heard me a moment ago talking about the ad where right now money is still cheap. You talked about that earlier when it comes to either reverse mortgages or refis on your house. What do people do, first of all, if they can actually get that done?
I wanted to write that down. Who's that, Front Range Mortgage?
Front Range Mortgage, that's right.
Front Range Mortgage. Okay, so here is a loan that allows you to repair your house.
Yes.
How many people out there are in this position? You're in a catch-22. You can't borrow money against your house because it needs repairs. Here's a way for you to borrow money, fix your house.
Yep.
And that's perfect, obviously. And with money as cheap as it is right now, even if you don't need the money, you should take it. That's I can't even put it in any more simple terms. If you just park it in a checking account for a couple of years, you'll see suddenly rates in the general marketplace higher than what you're paying for this borrowed money. And you'll borrow it, in many cases, for 30 years based on a fixed repayment schedule and a fixed amount of money. If that doesn't help you live your dream, then I don't know what else could be. Debt is a blessing instead of a curse. You know, that the cash-out refinances are something that was dead for the longest time. But here again, I bet Front Range Mortgage can show you how to take money out of your house to pay for the things that you're going without for some reason, whether you're elderly and not taking care of yourself or whether you're not and you want to just go around the world, put the kids through college, whatever, buy a beach home. All of these things, of course, not as productive as others, but you should redeploy that money. Your house is not going to go up any faster or slower just because you've paid it off. In fact, you could be penalized under the new tax code, so take advantage.
Yes.
Don't leave your assets fully paid for, especially in the case of real estate.
Well, and some of the things you've talked about, and some of our mortgage brokers here have mentioned the same thing, that in certain cases, and again, it takes the right individual. This is not a blanket statement, people listening. Right. So please don't take it this way. This isn't a blanket statement. But there are situations, Andy, where somebody's got, I don't know, 250, 300 grand worth of equity, which around our area here could very easily happen. So let's say they got 300 grand in equity. They could literally go to another place in the country, buy a second home, still have the ability to rent that vacation home back out and earn some income off of it, and then have the appreciation on the home itself over the next 10, 15 years, whatever it happens to be.
That's right. These passive income generators where you're not counting on that rental income, that's just paying for the money. The passive income comes in the case of that $300,000 beach house becoming a $600,000 beach house while you own it. And none of that is taxable to you until you actually sell it.
Right.
And if you pass it to the kids, well, or put it in a there are many ways to get around paying tax on that end result. But, again, without looking at your house or your home as a source, you know, I don't know, people seem to have a thing about this. You got to get over it, folks.
Yeah, they do. And
this is your number one
asset.
People,
what you just said is exactly right. I meet people consistently, talk to them even on air, to where they just have this – almost this phobia of, hey, I've got this great equity in my home. I don't want to screw that up by buying a second home. And I'm saying, wait a minute, time out. If you buy the right home in the right area and it's rentable, you could most likely rent it for more money than it's actually going to cost you to do that. And then the appreciation of the house is there and it's free money.
Amen, brother. Every piece of real estate I've ever owned in my entire life, I have stripped the equity from and invested that money in gold coins. So at the end of the road, not only do I have the property, but I also have gold coins as well. So for me, when we talk about preaching to the choir, I've employed these tactics even when mortgage rates were high. Now you couple this with an idea that you have a Federal Reserve that has manipulated interest rates to the lowest level, almost historic, ever.
Yes.
And that market manipulation doesn't occur that often. When it does, if you don't seize the opportunity and buy, you know what the cheapest thing is? Right? The money.
Yeah.
So if you buy the money, the house is almost secondary. You think of that million-dollar house that you used to look at maybe and think, I could never afford that. When mortgage rates are 10%, 11%, that's right. It's out of reach. When mortgage rates are 4%, suddenly it costs half as much.
That's right.
Because that's what people care about, how much down and
that's
how much
right.
a month. So don't leave that equity sitting and rotting in your house. Again, the house won't go up any faster or slower just because you paid it off. If you think you own it, stop paying the taxes.
You don't own it anyways.
He really owns that house.
That's right.
And so accept that fact that you're just a tenant. You're going to leave this life and someone else will have that house. It's not really yours. And then just use it as an asset, which is what most folks ignore. If you multiply that, you know, it's time for the kids to get a house. Heck, strip the equity. Go in partners with them. Buy that second home. Don't ignore the equity in your home, folks.
Right.
But Andy,
it's
isn't
there for the taking, and you're not going to be subsidized.
Yeah, but couldn't you like lose that equity? I was thinking about the people in Houston. I mean, one day their house is worth this. The next day after the hurricane goes through, their house is worth a lot less. Did they lose that equity to that storm?
That's a great point. You know, let's assume two houses side by side. If the guy that has his house paid for is wiped out by a flood, yeah, that's his problem. It's his and his insurance company. But the house next door who has a mortgage for 90% or 95%, suddenly you have a partner in your problem. Your bank, your lending institution is now just as concerned as you are.
Yep.
Not with an attitude of, well, we don't care. That's your problem.
No, they care.
Well, no, it's not my problem. It's our problem.
That's right.
So how are we going to fix this? What are you going to do? And then what do you expect me to do? I've heard of debt forgiveness in those cases where they refix the mortgage and take off a certain amount and give you a new mortgage based on what the house is worth now that it's underwater. I mean, this is not available to a person that has paid all their house off 100%. They have no one effectively to turn to and say, hey, I just lost my life savings.
Yeah.
But if you have mortgaged your house to the hilt and your life savings are safely in something else, why then, hey, the bank is your partner in that loss. And, you know, it's immoral, right? But the fine print is what they get us with. So, hey, in this circumstance, you turn to the bank and say, hey, here's your house. It's underwater. Better fix it. And then in the worst-case scenario, that's an option. And unfortunately for the person that paid it off, that's not an option.
All right, and again,
Andy
Goss.
You're right. Anything can happen.
Yep. So I was going to say, real quick, everybody listening, Andy Goss joining us today. You can find him at Andy Goss, GAUSE.com, or it's usgoldcoins.com, one of our great sponsors here on Rush to Reason. The phone number, if you want to call them directly and actually get some of the free CDs, things that they've got where they can actually explain how our monetary system works, 1-800-468-2646. 1-800-468-2646. So, Andy, we're talking about how people can take that money, that equity that's in their home. When we come back, I want you to give us a few other options on things that people can do. If it's somebody that's not comfortable with buying a second home, renting it, there are still other investments that they can make. We'll talk about some of those just as soon as we come back again. Andy Goss joining us, usgoldcoins.com. Listen up. He's coming up next. We'll be right back here on Rush to Reason.
Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins wants you to think about collecting gold and silver coins as wealth insurance. You have car insurance just in case you're in an accident, and health insurance just in case you get sick. It makes sense to have wealth insurance just in case something happens and you can't access your money from the banks. That's why, as a KLZ listener, Andy is offering to give you his CD, How to Protect Your Wealth, for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. This CD teaches you everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce you to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. Start on your way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 today.
Hey, you know about cars, right?
Sure.
Can you help me with my car?
What's the problem?
Well, when I start it, it makes this sound. But sometimes when it shifts, it makes this sound.
Really?
And when I stop, it makes this sound.
Huh.
So what do you think is wrong with it?
It sounds like you need a new driver.
At ColoradoSelect.com, you'll find a group of hand-picked member shops whose main goal is to provide exceptional customer service at affordable prices. So when it's time to find out what's causing the or the chugunk, or even how to stop the scream coming from your car, all you need is ColoradoSelect.com. Keep your car on the road. Select the best at Colorado Select.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Goss is joining us today, and again, usgoldcoins.com. So, Andy, some of the things that folks could actually invest their money in outside of houses, so they want to take some of that equity out of the house and do something else with it. Give us a couple other ideas.
Well, I've already talked about collectibles. And listen, I really should be a little more transparent here, because one of the things about gold and silver coins that is very attractive to me is the fact that it's a completely private investment. So you buy it, no one knows you have it, it's in your possession, you're not relying on someone else to keep it safe for you. It's all on you, and you're the only one that knows about it. Things like means testing, for example, when they look and calculate your assets, how much money is in your checking, how much is in your savings, how much is in your stock portfolio. Oh, you don't need Social Security. This is what I see coming for my generation. So in addition to all these other things, having a little investment in anything, and I mentioned art, antiques, jewelry, collectibles of any kind, that is yours, no one else has it on their books, it is your asset, and free and unencumbered. That is the ideal category for my contemporaries, folks in their 50s that are heading into a time when I think everyday cash will be obsolete, and the idea that, oh, you're rich, so you don't need Social Security, you don't need this level of benefit, that's all very real. And as we head into that, the more assets you have kind of on the side, the better off you'll be, the more personal property that you have that's valuable. So pick your area that you love and research, learn a little bit about it, and buy those. If if you've been passing on that old car, but you always wanted it, and you can have some aptitude, an old car fits the bill.
Yep.
Antique furniture, art, jewelry, ladies, jewelry, gold, silver, diamond, jewelry, platinum, jewelry. That sort of thing, I think, is the ideal investment vehicle for the coming decade. Now, what else could you buy? Registered stocks, registered bonds, exchange-traded funds. Of course, there are a myriad areas to put that money, and any competent financial planner, stockbroker can give you guidance. But for me, it's tangible, it's in my possession, and it's the sort of an asset that I can sell privately without a bunch of paperwork. If that is attractive or appealing to you in any way, then you really ought to check out the old American Coin Market. I bought a Pikes Peak $10. I did, just 2 weeks ago. I found it in Florida, of all places. Now, I'm certain that bopping around there, around that mountain, in desk drawers, in hidey holes, and, from 1860 right to 61, I guess, 59 to 61, Clark and Gruber were striking these things, $10, $2.50, $5. They were being used right around there as money. And I know there are some in desk drawers, and I'm telling you, I paid high five figures for a worn example. On a scale of 1 to 70, it was a 30.
Wow.
And almost six figures for one that was 55 on a scale of 1 to 70. Somebody had put it away. I mean, you could literally, you could see every device, every detail in the device.
Really?
And I was excited to get it, and my customer will be excited to get it. And I know they're out there, folks. Please check with the oldsters in the family.
Yep.
These things have skyrocketed in value. $2.50, $5, $10 Clark and Gruber gold pieces from the Colorado Gold Rush.
Wow.
If you have them, if you know where they are, call me in a hurry. 800-HOT-COIN, and that's a hot coin right there.
1-800, I like that. 1-800-HOT-COIN. There we go. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and to your point, Andy, especially in our particular area here, a lot of times those things will be in somebody's desk drawer. You're cleaning out, grandma passed away, you're cleaning out things, you have no idea what this gold thing is worth. That's where they call you and find out.
Right. Yeah, and people don't even recognize that this is an asset. Before Salomon Brothers disappeared, they used to have this rare coin index every year where they had a handful of these select rare coins that they tracked so that they could report to their people whether or not this was a good investment. Mm. And they had clocked these things. Again, they're gone now, so it's not today, but when Salomon Brothers was around, They clocked their record portfolio 25.7% annual growth compounded over 30 years. It was in the top category of their investment vehicles. So for a long time, behind the scenes, quietly, people have bought and sold coins without a lot of fanfare and attention. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm seeing circulated Clark and Gruber gold pieces bringing $15,000 to $20,000, I'm thinking, well, maybe it's time to make a little noise, let people know, yeah. because while you've been sleeping, your coins have been growing. That's
right.
what they do.
That's right.
And
okay, so question for you in closing, Andy, and I being, you know, a car guy and understand even the collectible side of the fence that you were just mentioning a minute ago, is the gold and silver market, much like the car market. In other words, there are cars that if you really want to see your dollars appreciate, there are certain cars to buy. And frankly, there are certain cars to stay away from because they've just never really performed all that well. Is it the same in the gold and silver market?
You bet it is, bud. And, you know, I don't ask people to trust me for the grade of a coin. I don't ask them to trust me for the authenticity or for the price or the provenance, any of that. The only thing I ask for any trust on is, hey, I have an idea which ones are good and which ones aren't good. And for me, it's not condition rarity. Like, I don't care about that perfect Volkswagen that is, the, you know, like the day that it came off of the factory floor.
Right.
But give me that, you know, 65 Shelby Mustang with a few miles on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, I don't care if the fender's dented.
That's right.
And
still worth money.
The engine has a little knock.
That's right.
Right. That's what I'm interested in. Why? Because it's a census rare car.
That's right.
In any condition, it's rare. The Volkswagen, not so much. If you don't want a perfect one, you can go down the line and keep getting cheaper and cheaper.
That's right.
But the Shelby, it's like, wow, it's a car.
That's right.
That's it. It's, you know.
It's a one of a kind.
It will exist.
That's right.
You buy those and you put them away. So same thing with coins.
Okay.
And I know, you know, my marketing people are screaming, why the hell are you talking? Forgive me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. You're
fine.
What are you talking about $10 Clark Gruber gold pieces? We don't have any. We don't have any 2.5, you know, coins. But why are you marketing them? Well, I'm not. But I know that they're a good thing to own. So if... just because I don't have any for sale, and that is the truth, folks, I couldn't offer you that coin today if you wanted it. But I would say if you ever see one, that's the kind of coin you want to buy. And if I ever get one and you express an interest, sure, I'll offer it. But in the meantime, you know, have happy hunting, just like me.
Got it.
So the same would be true for the Shelby.
That's right.
And the same is
that's
true
right.
for all collectibles.
That's exactly
but
right.
Some of the fun is in the hunt.
All right, good stuff. Andy Goss again, U.S. Gold Coins. Andy, it's always a fast hour when you're with us. I really appreciate your time. And, folks, believe me, if you want to get some investments, some wealth in insurance, we call it all the time. In other words, invest in some things that you've heard this last hour that will stay and stand the test of time, call Andy today. It's 1-800-468-2646. Andy, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, fellas. Happy New Year.
You bet. Appreciate it, Andy.
Happy New Year, Andy.
Really
Thanks.
Good stuff. Appreciate it very much. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Life Choice is coming up next. And if you would like to invest in life, you can do that by going to lifematters.org. We'd love to have you invest in life. You can do that by going to the website. There's a shoot coming up. If you use KLZ560, you get some dollars off on that shoot, on the entry fee. Go to lifematters.org. Find out all the different ways that you can invest in life. And do that by going to lifematters.org. Why? Because life matters at Life Choices.
Thanks to your generosity, Life Choices has the great honor of speaking to vulnerable students in middle schools and high schools across northern Colorado. Many of these young people have never heard the message of sexual purity. Instead, they've been taught that sex represents a normal part of dating. When teachers or principals invite Life Choices to speak in their classrooms, many of these students learn the truth for the first time, that sex belongs in marriage. Life Choices trains students to form healthy relationships by setting boundaries. In the 2015-2016 school year, Life Choices presented the message of sexual integrity in 16 high schools and 15 middle schools, reaching nearly 6,000 students. Life Choices shares the love of Jesus Christ by helping young people understand the consequences of their sexual decisions. Your gift will encourage students to abstain from premarital sex while emphasizing the immeasurable value of each individual. Donate today at lifematters.org.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Great segment. We always have a great hour, I should say, with Andy Goss. And as you can tell, Andy's an expert when it comes to what to do with your money, how to invest it, how to make money with that money. And that's the name of the game.
Oh, it most definitely is. You know, Andy teaches you really how to think out of the box.
Yeah, he's even encouraged, and I'm pretty much an out-of-the-box thinker as well, but he's even encouraged me on some things. It's like, you ought to think about doing things a little differently than you are now. The idea, folks, just real quick, and most people don't think this way. I learned this from somebody years and years and years ago, and the reality is what you really want to try to do is get that money to work for you 24 hours a day so you don't have to.
And obviously, sitting in the bank, it's losing its value. So you got to figure out what
it's
to
not
do.
Not making money in the bank. Nope. It's nice to have all that cushion, but it's not making you any money sitting in the bank. The money needs to be working for you 24/7. Find something you can put that money to work in where it is making money for you 24/7, i.e., tangible assets like Andy just mentioned a moment ago. Houses, certain types of cars, gold, silver, artwork, property, things like that that will go up over time and not devalue like cash does over time.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
Most of us don't think about that, folks, and I'm here to tell you, if you would be a lot more financially secure. And again, the other thing to do is to think about, how can I make money when I'm not even at work? Now, I love working. I'm never going to stop. But I like to have things that make money whether I'm sitting in this chair or not.
Yeah, residual income's the best.
And it's not that hard to make happen. He just gave you some examples. If you've got equity in your home and you can take that out and go buy a rental property, that rental property will do exactly what I just said a moment ago.
Yeah.
It will make you money while you're sitting in bed sleeping. It's making money.
And that is the secret of the wealthy.
That's right. Figure out how to make money when you're not doing anything. So another full hour coming your way. Great hour again with Andy Goss. I'll give you that phone number one more time. 1-800-468-2646. One more full hour coming your way, though. I believe John Zmierich is going to join us from the stream. And we'll talk to him in just one moment, so don't go away. One more full hour coming your way. John Rush, Cassie George doing Facebook Live for us. Facebook.com/RushToReason. Please go and like our page. Charlie Grimes and Dan Buehr will be right back here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.